Inhomogeneity Within Local Interstellar Clouds, by Jeffrey L. Linsky et al. Analysis of interstellar absorption lines observed in high-resolution HST spectra of nearby stars provides temperatures, turbulent velocities, and kinetic properties of warm interstellar clouds. Previous studies identified 15 warm partially ionized clouds within about 10% of the Sun and measured their mean thermal and kinematic properties. A new analysis of 100 interstellar velocity components reveals a wide range of temperatures and turbulent velocities within the local interstellar cloud LIC and other nearby clouds. These variations appear to be random with Gaussian distributions. We find no trends of these properties with stellar distance, angle from the galactic center, the main source of EUV radiation, the star Epsilon CMA, the center of the LIC, or the direction of inflowing interstellar matter into the heliosphere. The spatial scale for temperature variations in the LIC is likely smaller than 5100 O, a distance that the Sun will traverse in 1000 years. Essentially all velocity components align with known warm clouds. We find that within 4% of the Sun, space is completely filled with partially ionized clouds, but at larger distances space is only partially filled with partially ionized clouds, indicating that fully ionized inter-cloud gas fills the voids. We find that the neutral hydrogen number density in the LIC and likely other warm clouds in the CLIC is about 0.10 cm3 rather than the 0.20 cm3 density that may be representative of only the immediate environment of the LIC. The 3000-12000 K temperature range for the gas is consistent with the predictions of theoretical models of the WNM and WIM, but the high degree of inhomogeneity within clouds argues against simple theoretical models. Finally, we find evidence for a shock in the sight line to the star AD Leo. This was Inhomogeneity Within Local Interstellar Clouds, by Jeffrey L. Linsky et al.